I don't know how Bush. Scott has all the headlines. He's in the studio. But you got to listen to this cut that Keith Olbermann. It was a little commentary he did on MSNBC yesterday.
How dare you, Mr. President, after taking cynical advantage of the unanimity and love and transmuting both into fraudulent war and needless death, after monstrously transforming it into fear and suspicion and turning that fear into the campaign slogan of three elections, how dare you or those around you ever spin 9/11? Just as the terrorists have succeeded, are still succeeding, as long as there is no memorial and no construction here at Ground Zero. So too have they succeeded, and are still succeeding, as long as this government uses 9/11 as a wedge to pit Americans against Americans.
.7 I'm John Scott. Here's the latest in the Quake Newsroom. Ever since Muni hiked fares on the city's cable cars last year, ridership by locals has dropped. A Chronicle story this morning says that a $5 one-way fare to ride might be excessive and has turned regular commuters away, and maybe tourists too, and here's why. If you're a family of five and you take a round-trip ride, $50. Some are saying the agency ought to allow transfers again like they used to. After a lengthy and insiders say somewhat contentious debate, the Hewlett-Packard Board of Directors announced that their CEO, Patricia Dunn, will stay on the job, but only till the end of the year. She's being ousted in very slow motion, otherwise known as a golden parachute, because she ordered an investigation which resulted in the use of illegal means to spy on board members and journalists. As a result, HPE found its corporate self in the crosshairs of federal and state investigations. Traffic at the moment, very slow at the maze, all the way backed up. The approach freeway is real slow coming up to the Bay Bridge maze. The metering lights, of course, are on. In the Altamont Pass zone, 580 westbound, slow between Grantline and First Street with a crash just after Vasco. Union City crash just after Dakota Road on 880 southbound and one South Bay trouble. In 280 northbound at the Lawrence Expressway, crash blocking one lane. Quake weather. Sunny, hot inland today. 60s beaches, 80s and 90s around the bay, and upper 90s to near 100 inland. It is a spare the air day today. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits.
Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial.
Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts.
With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution,
just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer.
I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it.
Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD digital radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
We asked you for your input. Now you get to hear the results. The new fall season. It starts September 18th on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com and find out more about their specials, events, and their sales. Okay, now here's the deal. 5 years ago, a Saudi Arabian trust fund baby who we, in another of our genius moves, trained to fight Russians in Afghanistan. He used his madness and his family's oil money to take out an iconic American building, killing almost 3,000 people, at the same time igniting a spark of vulnerability in a country that had previously thought of itself as untouchable. Separated by the isolation of two oceans from a sea of world craziness and instability. Immediately afterwards, the Bush administration used this attack as a pretense to try and establish a democratic beachhead right in the middle of a secular uprising. In an attempt to stymie the proliferation of an Islamic empire from Iran to Spain. And you know what? It's not working. Hey, we gave it a shot. Now it's time to come home. They don't want us there, and they don't want a democracy. You can't have a democracy in a country where women are second-class citizens, where the national tennis coach can be killed for having the audacity to wear shorts. That is not a land that understands democracy. And so, we're done. Yesterday, we honored the victims of September 11th. Now it's time to honor the survivors, the rest of us, the victims of September 12th. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. Yeah.
I like the reference to the victims of September 12th. That is a good, good line. And I would hope that the Democrats somewhere overheard that. And they would begin to talk about the victims of September 12th, the remainder of the people in this nation, and how Bush has victimized all of the people who survived and who are still here, and how he is misleading them, creating the continuing anguish that the people experience on September 11th. And if they do that, just maybe, they will begin to stir the hearts and the minds of people in such a way that, in fact, come this November, there will be a change. The primary campaigns may afford people some opportunity to do that. I certainly would hate to be on the ballot today.
Yeah,
where the
day
voters
after.
To be cast.
Yeah.
Yes. In New York, for an example, there's only one real serious race. I think Elliott Spicer is going to win the Democratic nomination and thereby ultimately win the governorship. But the attorney generalship is between two.
The Cuomo kid, right?
That's right. That's right.
Andrew
and he's being
challenged
by Mark Green, the guy who one time had a future, so everybody said, and he's now trying to resurrect it. Cuomo is in the same position. He ran for governor against Pataki last time and lost. And so now the two former losers are both trying to resurrect their career, and as is the case, one of them's career is going to soar as a result of the victory in the primary. And the other's career is going to go on hold at best and maybe sink.
Well, there's nine states today and Washington, D.C., which I don't know if there's anything big there. But in Arizona, Delaware, Maryland, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, which we spoke of earlier, Vermont, and Wisconsin.
And they all up this time.
All up today. Voters in Arizona are going to have to bring their ID to the polls, which has been a Republican tactic to depress the vote.
I think if there's a challenge placed to that, if I showed up and didn't have an ID on me, I would be the perfect candidate for a provisional ballot. I assume that Arizona will be smart enough to give people a provisional ballot and let them vote, but maybe not have their vote counted until there is a verification of their identification. That's normally what you do, because constitutionally you can't bar people from voting because they don't have an ID. That's just not acceptable. You recall the state of Georgia tried to pass a rule.
And that was torn down. Ted, in San Jose, you get a comment on my burst? We got a minute, buddy. Hi. Can you go quick?
Yes, real quick. The reason why we're so disliked across the world is that we force our ideals on everyone else. The great thing about democracy is the separation of church and state. The women wearing burqas, and I disagree with it as well, is just part of their culture and part of their religion. Let them, through their own democracy, decide when and where women should or should not wear that burqa. Let them decide it.
I agree.
They have a lot of work to do.
Let them handle their own. They have problems over there. We have problems over here. Let's not spend $6,000 a piece to rebuild Iraq when we need schools and we need roads. All right. We're coming up next hour. 8:05. We got Joe Matthews. He's the author of The Machine. Talk about Arnold. Keeping it real with Willie Willie 960. The Quick.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says last night's presidential speech was just a political ploy. CNN's Lisa Goddard joins us live from Capitol Hill on reaction to the speech.
Jim, minutes after the Senate started up for the day,
last night was not a time for a political speech.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid stepped to the microphone and blasted the president's remarks.
It was a missed opportunity for President Bush, who obviously was more consumed by staying the course in Iraq and playing election year partisan politics than changing direction for this wonderful country.
Republicans have responded saying the president couldn't talk about the war on terror without talking about Iraq, but that issue is the essential disagreement. Lisa Goddard, CNN, Washington.
A car bomb exploded outside the U.S. Embassy in Damascus, Syria today. Security forces killed 4 attackers. A 5th was wounded and arrested. Syrian officials say there was no damage to the embassy, and CNN's Andrea Koppel says no injuries to the American staff were reported either.
There are a couple dozen U.S. Diplomats who were there, although the U.S. ambassador to Syria has been back in the States since February of 2005 after the assassination of then Prime Minister to Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri.
Speaking in Brussels to a gathering of European Union leaders, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf today vigorously rejected criticism that his government is soft on terrorism.
Taliban go against Pakistan's national ethos. And we are not for Talibanization. We don't want Talibanization in Pakistan. We reject that.
Musharraf says the Taliban is even more of a threat in Pakistan than Al-Qaeda because he says the Taliban has grassroots support among the people that Al-Qaeda does not. Word of a tentative agreement to end the 16-day-old Detroit teachers' strike. If all goes well and the deal is ratified, kids could be going back to school as early as Thursday this week. the most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hey, Tony Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
804 at 960, the Quake. I'm John Scott, and this time we're brought to you by Wells Fargo. Bay Bridge metering lights on, back up well into the foot of the maze, although 80, 880, and 580 report no accidents nearby the maze. It's pretty jammed up through there. There is a problem on 580 westbound in the Altamont Pass Zone, just after Vasco, slow between 1st Street, Springtown, and Grantline there. Antioch 4 westbound, crash at Willow Pass, slow after A Street there. San Leandro 880 northbound between Davis and Broadway, slow with a crash just after High Street. This just came in. BART on time this hour. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all of your Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. And FYI, spare the air day today. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Pimp slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of truth, justice, and the progressive way. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. It is 8.05 a.m. on September 12th. It's a Tuesday, and our guest is Mr. Joe Matthews. He's the author of The People's Machine. He's been covering Arnold Schwarzenegger for how long?
3 years, since the day after he announced on The Tonight Show.
So you weren't there at The Tonight Show, but you immediately get assigned?
Exactly, literally within minutes. Against my will, actually. I thought this wouldn't amount to much.
What do you mean against your will? Why against your will? I'm Willie Brown, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Mayor. Because I didn't think a whole lot of politics, essentially, in California. I didn't think it at that point.
Please! That's my profession.
I know. I thought the political culture was pretty sick, and I didn't want to be one of the hordes covering it, and I was absolutely wrong about all of that. It's been fascinating and a great 3 years.
Yeah, so now you're commercializing on it and capitalizing on it. People in heaven, there's a place for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Arnold, are we gonna get the same Arnold? Because right now, it's pretty much, it's a cakewalk, unless something happens in the next 56 days. But are we going to get the same Arnold that we get in, because every election he runs is the moderate, and then he gets in, and then suddenly he's got a couple of very, very conservative Republican ideas that he tries to push through, but then it's an election year, and he runs as a moderate, and the people let him get away with this because he's an actor.
Which one are we going to get?
I think you'll get more of the movement back and forth. I mean, he's a moving target, always has been, always will be. You know, he's a life of big swings. I think, you know, ideologically, the swings have probably been less extreme than you describe them. He's just, he's more sort of, for him, personality tends to trump ideology. He's drawn to people who are very different than him, that have different experiences and are just entertaining and interesting.
What did he think of Willie Brown? Willie Brown was in the transition team.
Loves him. I mean, I think,
really?
Yeah, there was a big transition team meeting the night before he was sworn in, and he couldn't stop talking about Mayor Brown and how much he liked him. I think Mayor Brown's a perfect example of a person he's just drawn to and likes. And I think that's been the case with the legislature. He's had much more fun, spent much more time, and much more interested in Democratic leaders. I mean, John Burton being the best example, but I think Speaker Nunez is also a good example, than in Republican leadership. They're just more interesting to him.
What is the reference you have here to blockbuster democracy? What do you mean in this book you've done?
I mean, that's my attempt to rename direct democracy, initiatives, referendum, and recall, because it's not very direct. So little stuff gets to the ballot, so little stuff actually wins, and even the stuff that wins, when you go back to 1960 and look at all of the measures that won on the ballot, more than half were either struck down by the courts or not fully implemented in some way. It's a very indirect way and a very difficult way to govern. A much better way is to work with the legislature if you want things done. But what really the system has become, and I think was always at some level even intended to be back at the beginning, was a way of communicating big stories, of turning, you know, lawmaking into a big public spectacle, a blockbuster. And I think that's a lot of the way Schwarzenegger has done it, as much as, you know, a tool of communication as anything else. And you know, back to Hiram Johnson and the folks who, the progressives in the early 20th century who backed him, I mean, that was a time when the Democrats and the Republicans sort of controlled the papers, and it was hard for these dissident Republican progressives to get the word out about what they were doing. So what did they get? They get Hiram Johnson, the most famous lawyer in the state, if not the country at the time, and run him for office, even though he's never run, for anything before. And they...
Lawyers running for political office. I shudder.
but
what?
Also...
What? At one time, legislative bodies were made up mainly of lawyers. Lawyers dominated in the Congress, state houses. No, not in the state of California anymore. Now you have more ex-staffers dominating the halls of the legislature. That's what term limits are.
Well, because of term limits.
Term limits have gotten rid of lawyers.
Because they want a permanent job. Our guest is Joe Matthews. He's the author of a book called The People's Machine. It's a biography. Well, it pretty much chronicles Arnold Schwarzenegger's term as governor, so it's only 2.5 years long, right?
That's correct. Though
is there enough that it's happened in 2.5 years?
There's plenty. There's also sort of how his candidacy and his Proposition 49 and it's sort of a political biography. It goes back to his life. I mean, when I went back to Austria a couple different times and found all of these sort of folks who were kind of the outsiders and the weirdos of his town who he hung out with as a teenager, many of them ended up in politics. One, a fellow named Alfred Gerstel, who was sort of the party official who was assigned to the gym where he worked out, ended up being sort of the Bob Dole of Austria. He was the head of the upper house of the Austrian parliament. And a lot of those folks thought politics was inevitable for Arnold. A lot of them told me, you know, we were wondering what took him so long.
Query, you have you obviously have been following Arnold. Does your book go through the fall of last year when he really hit the wall?
Yes, in intimate detail, and describes what happened. I think he's there's been some revisionism there by him a little bit and his people that he was talked into the special election. He was talked into the approach. And that is
the revision.
And that's just not the case. I mean, he's gotten away with it. It was his idea. He talked in my presence about a special election for 05 in March of 04. And he was trying to get planning around measures. He always thought he was going to get a deal. He didn't think he was going with the initiatives all the way. I mean, even the emails, and which I got into in some of the internal memos, says he was trying to get a deal on compromise measures that they could go on the ballot, so it would be, as he would call it, a kumbaya election, not a big fight election. And that was the idea, but he had a real hard time getting his own people to buy in and start planning. He described to me, you know, meetings in August and September of 04 when he's telling his people, where's the plan? Where's the plan for the special for next year and for, you know, these initiatives that I want to use, you know, kind of as a club to get compromise measures on the ballot through the legislature, and they didn't give it to him. He finally read Everyone the Riot Act on November 19th of 04, but by that point, it was very, very late, and then the measures they wrote were very rushed and weren't even finished until, you know, March, you know, 2 months after the State of the State when he kind of declared war. I mean, the thing was just messed up the whole way.
At the time that he declared war,
yeah,
does your research show that he had pretty much concluded that his relationship with the people was so much greater than any relationship that any legislative body had with the people that he could pretty much bully his way into being dominant on the solution to the problems?
I'm not sure he was that confident. He was actually pretty frustrated that he hadn't gotten more done in his first year, as much as he did get done. But he did feel he had a special relationship with the people, and I think what he underestimated, and it was in his own polling presented to him, it's a scene in the book on November 18th of 04, the problem was is that he wasn't never as popular as classroom teachers and even the California Teachers Association. That was the big thing. I mean, and he was, while at 72% in his own polls, his approval rating on education was about 40, and the combination of that factor and his decision to break the deal that he had with the CTA, not only break the deal and not give them the money, but also go after the education funding formula, Prop 98, at the same time, he sort of double broke the deal. And I think that decision, more than the special election, was really responsible for his downfall. The special election just became the way they went after him.
LA Times reporter Joe Matthews is our guest here at 960 The Quake.
And Joe, In that regard, you say your book also catalogs and chronicles his polling data that showed that he was not as strong as he was professing to be?
That's correct. I was able to get pretty much...
This is November of 2004.
Right, November 2004.
So when he made the speech in January of 2005...
Right.
He was already on thin ice.
Well, certainly on the education issue. I mean, his overall approval rating was very high, but he was soft in these areas, and he should have, you know, particularly being more cognizant of how soft he was on education, given what he was doing with education in his budget, and I'll put in reform, in quotes, measure. He should have known that. But what I was able to do for the book is I really was able to get to all of his polling, focus group data, a lot of the email, a lot of the memos, also some email memos from the union side of things. I mean, I think it really is a pretty good history of what actually happened and what people were saying. And you get to see him actually get mad at his people. And he's actually someone who doesn't lose his temper very often. But, you know, that was one of the few times in that period where he actually, you know, got mad at people.
Did he actually say, I'm going to kick the nurse's ass?
He said no, he didn't say he was going to kick the nurse's butts. He was in Long Beach. I was there. He was giving a speech, and a bunch of women in business suits, they were dressed in business suits.
It was at the Governor's Women's Summit put on by his wife, Maria.
Absolutely correct. And this group of women held up the sign, which was quite far away. He told me he couldn't read it, that said, hands off our ratios, the nurse-patient ratios. And he said, you know, those are the special interests out there. They don't like me because I'm always kicking their butts. He never put the two and two together. But he considers not that, but he'd actually use that line in different other contexts. But he considers not that, but the executive order he issued that delayed the implementation of those ratios. He told me that was one of his biggest mistakes because he didn't get the nurses in, the union in, to talk to them before he did it.
But the question that every Californian wants to know is, if he wins this, Is the White House in his sights, in his crosshairs?
Well, I can't imagine it ever happening, but I would be shocked if he didn't try. It's just not like him to sort of stop anywhere near the top. And all of his friends, and one of the best things about him is he's a great friend. he's he's loyal to his friends. They've been with him, and they all tell the same versions of the same story, which telling them over the years he's going to be president. The best example of this is when he was 21 years old, 1968, didn't become a U.S. citizen until 1983. 1968, he visits a bodybuilder named Reg Park. You know, Arnold can barely speak English, but he says to Reg, you know, me, White House. That's, you know, this is something that he's sort of been interested in for a long time.
Can you stick with us for another segment?
I would love that.
We're going to be taking your calls. We have Joe Matthews. He's the author of the book, The People's Machine. He's an LA Times reporter. He's with us here on 960 The Quake. And you can call us. You can ask him anything here about the governor, the election, the recall, or bodybuilding, I imagine. 866-960-5753. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie. John Scott, he's keeping it real with all the latest headlines in the newsroom here on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:17. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Today is the 11th Spare the Air Day so far this year. A new government report has concluded the same thing that was concluded at the end of the Vietnam War. Back then, they said there's no such thing as Agent Orange. Now they say there's no such thing as Gulf War Syndrome. The study acknowledges 30% of all those who served in the first Iraq War suffered or still suffer from an array of very real problems, but the VA report says there's no single pattern of symptoms to suggest one identifiable syndrome. Friends of the Urban Forest holding a community tree planting. They're going to put 40 new trees along 24th Street in San Francisco's Noe Valley. It starts in about 45 minutes. Mayor Gavin Newsom set a goal of 5,000 new trees to be planted within the 49 square miles between last Arbor Day and the next. That number has actually been exceeded, we hear, by several hundred. Quake traffic at the moment. Tough ride through Antioch again. As usual, 4 westbound, just after Willow Pass, a crash, slow between A and Willow Pass. San Leandro stall, just after High Street's got you slow after Davis, headed up into the maze where you'll find metering lights on the back up to the foot of the maze. And one North Bay problem, Roner Park, 101 southbound at the Roner Park Expressway, a crash blocks the left lane. Mostly sunny, hot inland today, Spare the Air Day, as we mentioned, upper 60s beaches, 80s and 90s around the bay, and upper 90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy victims and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Ever dream of going from 0 to 60? Where would you go fast? Get behind the wheel of the new 2006 Mitsubishi Eclipse GT from East Bay Mitsubishi and feel the thrill. The 263-horsepower engine, it's yours with 60 monthly payments of $1,667 per 1,000 finance at 0% APR. This offer is going fast. The new East Bay Mitsubishi at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today at walkforhope.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts.
With over 7 million customers, Proactiv is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Visit QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
It's 8:22 a.m. here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie. Our guest this half hour is Joe Matthews. He's the author of The People's Machine. It's a book on Arnold Schwarzenegger for the last 3 years and previously. And we're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. If you have a call for Joe Matthews, he's an L.A. Times reporter, but we don't hold that against him. Paul in Albany, you're on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question or a comment, whatever. You know, there are specific different kinds of visas you can get, which some are green cards and some are not.
Sure.
And when Arnold came, he had the type of visa that either actors, athletes, or personalities get that allow them to work in that profession only.
That's correct.
And, yeah, but when he came here, he worked as a bricklayer and a stonemason.
Ah, so he abused his visas,
So he abused his visas when he came here. And then, obviously, to drive around L.A. to deliver, you know, bricks and things like that, you obviously have to drive a big truck. Now, did he have the right kind of driver's license? And we know he didn't have the driver's license to ride his motorcycle up and down Highway 1. So, I mean, you know, we know that he likes to pat women, but... You know, he kind of got away with that. But these are things that are actually more specific.
Is your last name Angelibus?
My name?
No, it's Paul, not Phil.
I can tell you, my last name is O'Curry, and I'm actually an immigrant from Ireland. But I know a lot about immigration law because I'm one of these
four people. I was only teasing. I knew that you were not
I know.
Angelibus. Your voice is too crisp and clear.
I was one of these people who's actually been deported.
You've been deported?
Come back, yeah.
Welcome back.
And, well, no, I was deported like 30 years ago, and it was only because the FBI and the airlines and everybody else screwed up my paperwork, and it didn't matter if you told them you screwed up. They said, you got to go anyway. And they said, oh, but you just come back when you're ready.
Well, all right, why don't you let Joe answer the questions you posed about the absence of appropriate credentials for bricklaying.
The funny thing about the bricklaying story is I think it's a phantom. I think it's a story of Arnold and Franco Colombo, his good friend, actually made up. I can find no evidence that he ever laid bricks, that there was any business. They claimed it was called European Bricklayers. I think it was a story that Arnold told when he first went on television to promote his bodybuilding career. It was just something... you know, they may have laid bricks in one chimney for a friend, but it never went beyond that. There's certainly no business license, no nothing, and there was I'm embarrassed how much research I devoted to trying to get to the bottom of it.
I could have told you at the outset that was one of those stories you make up as part of your resume, which is harmless because it doesn't harm anybody and not provable.
Very much so. As for his immigrant status, I mean, you know, he did, you know, take all the legal steps, you know, getting a green card and the like. As for his driver's license status, you know, I mean, he appears to have been a scofflaw on that front. Certainly, he's been riding a motorcycle since 1968, off and on,
without
a motorcycle
license.
Some
states you don't even need a separate motorcycle license. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, he claims that he got one in Munich. You know, he was twice an immigrant. He first, at the age of 19, went from Austria to Munich, Germany, where he owned a gym, actually bought a gym, early entrepreneur, and then at 21, actually immigrated from Germany to the United States.
L.A. Times author Joe Matthews, his book is called The People's Machine, and it's available everywhere, all the general places that you can get it. You can get this. Are you speaking anywhere?
I'm giving a talk at Cody's, the one here in San Francisco, on the evening of Friday the 13th of October.
It's the only one left. Friday the 13th. He'll be here in town.
There's and a woman that just wrote a book on Mr. Schwarzenegger,
yes.
Our good governor,
yeah.
A lady that lived with him for a few years. Are you familiar with that book?
I am familiar with that book, and Barbara Outland Baker is her name. And,
that's right, Barbara Baker is her name.
And was his... was a really living girlfriend for 5 years in the early 70s, and I think thought that she was going to marry Schwarzenegger, and Schwarzenegger's still very fond of her. I mean, classic Schwarzenegger is
I love that about him.
Old girlfriend who writes.
He invited
the book.
Her to the inauguration,
right? And he wrote the introduction for the book, even though he is sort of indicated he disagrees with some of the things in it.
Isn't part of the introduction some of her accounts of things that happened differ from my accounts?
Very much so, and she's a very reliable person and someone who's been a teacher, for a very long time and just. I mean, I think she has
and
a lot
in a
of
good stable marriage,
right?
She's in it for a long period of time.
That's true.
Since leaving him,
no, I think that's someone that she thought she was going to marry, and he was up for bigger things,
and therefore could not take on the baggage of a wife.
I think so too, and I think he was both. It sounds like he was to her both very kind, but also, according to the book, at times could be cruel and certainly. Free-willing around women.
I want to know about the smoking tent, but we have Jeff from San Francisco. He's joining us here, 960 The Quake. Jeff, you're keeping it real with Joe Matthews.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, well, Jeff. Go ahead.
Well, what I was wondering is about, since you guys were kind of talking about Schwarzenegger's, habilitation as a political person, I there's that scene that I can't get out of my head in Pumping Iron where Arnold, not just enjoys smoking a joint, he relishes it. I mean, he was puffing away on that doobie. And the thing is, like, 5-10 years ago, we remember the whole I did not inhale thing with Clinton. And I know this is California, but it's so interesting how that never, ever made a... Nobody ever commented on that, and none of these other peccadilloes or past gropings really seem to, have any traction with Schwarzenegger. So I don't know. Maybe it's an interesting comment on where politics has gone.
In California. I think that was the operative phrase there. Thanks, Jeff.
Sure. He was asked about that right at the beginning of the recall when he jumped in, and he said, I totally, completely inhaled many times. And it was never asked about it again.
It was that simple. You get rid of it. But in the smoking tent, have you been in the smoking tent?
I've been in the smoking tent.
Have you had a cigar with him?
I don't smoke cigars. I've been offered and declined. I'm not a big fan of cigar smoke.
Oh, you girly man.
I am. Who's definitely a girly man.
Yes.
Is it
convivial? Is it?
But the real interesting thing about it, and that's sort of classic Schwarzenegger, is it's a stage within his own office. If you've been in the governor's office, they call it the horseshoe, but it's sort of... It's the smoking tent is in this courtyard in the middle, and it's visible from all of these offices of his staff. So everyone in his staff can see who's going in, who's going out, who's in there, how long they're there.
So it's like a power entree.
It is. It's sort of everyone watches. And with some people, it creates a certain amount. These are political people, so they're anxious and they're nervous. Well, why is, my colleague in there so long and I'm not? It's a stage. He really has turned the very act of holding meetings and just his everyday thing into sort of a theater.
That is a great way to describe exactly what it's in the center, literally, of the governor's private office space. And all around, as described by Joe, are windows, offices. Everybody that works for him has access from a visual standpoint because that's the light shaft for that part of the building. And it is a stage. I never thought of it as a stage.
Joe Matthews, thank you so much. We want to hear from you on the campaign trail, too.
Please.
If you can call in and let us know what's happening with the governor. Joe Matthews' book is called The People's Machine. Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Rise of Blockbuster Democracy. And it's available everywhere. He'll be at Cody's in San Francisco Friday, October 13th, which is a ways away, but we'll talk to you
what time
before
of day?
Then.
7 p.m., I believe.
I will talk to him. Thanks for joining us. Thanks
My
for
pleasure.
Keeping it real.
My pleasure.
Coming up, we'll have your calls and more of the latest news and things right. that are going on in the city and the world. Here on Keeping It Real, we got John Scott, we got CNN, news, traffic, all. On 960 The Quake, 8:31 a.m.
At 9:60 The Quake, I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. 9/11 survey, just done by CBS5, polling 500 adults, shows the Bay Area remains quite skeptical about the security motives of the Bush administration. Question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Bush has handled the war on terrorism? 73% disapprove, 22% approve. Question, do you think America is more or less safe as it was before the events of September 11th? 43% less safe, 26% more safe. CBS5.com's got all the survey results there. Hewlett-Packard says Patricia Dunn will step down as chairman of the company in January amid a widening scandal involving a possibly illegal investigation, if you will, into media leaks. She'll be succeeded by CEO Mark Hurd. He'll retain his existing positions. Dunn gets to stay on as director. Now let's check the freeways in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. And this time it's brought to us by the Sleep Train, 8:32. Metering lights on, back up all the way to the foot of the maze. Coming up the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, Rohnert Park crash. Left lane blocked, 101 southbound before the Rohnert Park Expressway. In Walnut Creek, 680 southbound, just before El Pintado, car stalled in the right lane. It's either there or at South Main, pretty slow in between Olympic and El Pintado, down to Danville anyway. South City stall, 101 southbound between 380 and the Millbrae Avenue off-ramp. Hurry to Sleep Train today and receive your free luxury sheet set. It's valued at $199 for the purchase of any Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Simmons Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns & Foster Mattress Set. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. And check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website before you head out at quakeradio.com. Forecast today, spare the air day, sunny and hot inland, upper 60s at the beaches, 80s and 90s around the bay, and upper 90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right right now, 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Are you dealing with old corroding electrical wires in your home and need upgrading? Persons to Person Electric specialize in lighting, fuse removal, and even knob and tub removal. Call now for a free estimate with 24-hour emergency service and senior citizen discounts. Call 1-800-822-5119. That's 1-800-822-5919. Or visit personstoperson.com.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960 The Quake.
Coming at you from the catacombs of the Willie Brown Communications Center, deep beneath the streets of San Francisco, beaming the marching orders to liberals all over America. We are keeping it real at 8:38 a.m. on 960 The Quake.
To Willie Brown Communications
Center. Yeah, you like that? Yeah.
I can see it now. It just came up on the White House briefing papers. That's a cell out in California.
There's a drone coming to take your photo.
They're on the way. They're on the way.
Tonight, The Quake presents its first ever movie night, and it's free. Tuesday, September 12th, which is today. It's at the Dark Room, 2263 Mission at 19th Street in San Francisco, showing two movies at 9 o'clock. Loose Change, Edition 2, which is a documentary written and directed by Dylan Avery. We spoke to him on Friday. Presents an alternative explanation of the events during September 11, 2001. It attempts to compensate for the perceived inadequacy of government investigations and the 911 Commission report. Also showing the same night is the movie by our good friend Jeff Ross, who did a movie based on a comedy tour of the Gulf. It's called Patriot Act, and they'll both be showing. You can find out more by going to quakeradio.com, looking at the events page.
Loose Change. That's a movie.
Edition 2.
Yes, and we you know that with all of the productions that are going forward around 9/11, including the one you watched last night, that is a... Have you seen Loose Change?
No, I haven't.
You've not seen Loose Change. I wanted to try to compare Loose Change with some aspects of what ABC did on the path to 9/11.
Dylan Avery, we spoke to him. Well, you were gone, Quentin Cotfield, and on Friday for you. He was here. He didn't... He didn't replace you. That's what I meant to say. You were not replaced. You are irreplaceable. Dylan Avery talked to us, and he explained there's a lot of questions that people have. For instance, where was the plane that ran into the Pentagon? Where were the bodies from Shanksville? Why did building number 7 fall down? A lot of questions, and there's a lot of people who are a little dissatisfied.
Speaking of building number 7, has anybody ever offered an explanation for the collapse of that building?
No, and that's one of the things that they bring up in this movie. We also, yesterday brought out a lot of emotions in people, pro and con, whether or not you believe the president, whether or not you're for him, whether or not you're trying to push his explanation away and try to hang on to who we really are rather than having him divide us again. Here's another audio clip we have from yesterday.
When those who dissent are told time and time again, as we will be, if not tonight by the president, then tomorrow by his portable public courts, that he is preserving our freedom, but that if we use any of that freedom, we are somehow un-American. When we are scolded, that if we merely question, we have forgotten the lessons of 9/11. Look into this empty space behind me and the bipartisanship upon which this administration also did not build. And tell me this, who has left this hole in the ground? We have not forgotten, Mr. President. You have. May this country forgive you.
That's pretty tough.
That's very tough, and I got to believe that Ray Nagin plays that every night. Because that was a more devastating shot about the hole than anything Nagin said. When he raised questions.
Here's something else that came over on the wire. Greg Palast, Greg Palast is a journalist, and he's the guy who came up with the best democracy money can buy, and he's written a couple of books. And he has gotten, he's being charged with journalism in the first degree. What happened was he was doing a documentary, and he was in Louisiana, and he was charged with unauthorized filming of a critical national security structure. And what it was, there's a satellite channel called Link TV and Democracy Now!, and they videotaped thousands of Katrina evacuees being held behind barbed wire in a trailer park encampment 100 miles from New Orleans. 73,000 people are still in this camp. And so he filmed it as part of his TV crew, and he's been charged with the unauthorized filming of a critical national security structure. Why is that a national security structure?
I think that's his lawyer is going to have the U.S. government answer that question if the matter ever succeeds. I would assume that there is a contractual relationship with somebody like Halliburton to run that facility, to create the facility and to run the facility. And I would guess that there are serious questions about whether or not the charges are, in fact, legitimate, period. I don't think any of that, however, rises to the level of being something of such a sensitive nature that national security will be threatened if the world finds out about it. What I don't understand, Will, is why when we revisited the issue involving Katrina in the one-year anniversary, I don't recall any public reference to the existence of this encampment.
No.
Period.
No.
I've never heard of this
encampment. I haven't either. To find out more, you can go to gregpalast.com, GREGPALAST.com. And you can find out more. It's 844 here on 960 The Quake. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Gary Lux from the Grand Lake Theater. He's going to talk about taking America back. And, of course, we have 56 days between now and November 7th. It seems like a long time. And especially in political terms, 56 days is a lifetime. So much could happen.
Particularly if you're in the lead. Arnold would like for the election to be today.
We were talking to Joe off air about the debate, the proposed debate between Angelides and Schwarzenegger, and you don't think Angelides wants a debate.
Well, I would think that he would be better off if there was really no debate and he did not get blamed for canceling the debate. Arnold, while not having the reputation of being a great debater is a charming, clever, super entertainer.
He's a movie star.
When it comes to question and answer, you go on Jay Leno and you make people laugh. You answer all those questions. In the recall, he was the star of the recall, even though Arianna Huffington was there.
All right. And she was really on his butt.
She on his full time.
On the recall debate.
And he was very clever and very careful to take whatever words she dropped and to turn them into usable phrases for people, ordinary people, which he has a genius for, in fact, doing. And that's what you want to do in a debate. You're not about trying to educate people. It's a question of who gets the highest rating between the two characters for the public who's watching.
And we get emails.
Arnold knows how to do that.
We get emails all the time telling us, taking us to task for diminishing Mr. Angelides' chances. We don't mean to do that. We're just trying to keep it real. I hate flogging our little logo there, but this is reality. I mean, Angelides, it's not that we don't want him to win. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal. We get a better shot at getting many good things for the state out of him. It's just that the campaign that he's running, guys, get real out there. It's not going to be easy.
Angelides has to do well to avoid the possibility of down-ticket people getting killed in the process of seeking election. And so the Angelides camp needs to figure out how to minimize Angelides' competitive exposure to a known marketing genius. And Schwarzenegger is a marketing genius.
He has been since he moved to this country.
No question. He knows how to weigh in with the people at Walmart, as well as the people at the Chamber of Commerce, as well as the people at the Commonwealth Club. The only people that I don't see him hanging with is the people at NPR. And that may be his choice. Whereas, on the other hand, Angelides seldom, if ever, evokes any
passion,
humor, or any causes the blood to stir fairly quickly. And people are kind of not. I don't think there's anybody who's really hostile to Angelides. There are people who feel really furiously loyal to Schwarzenegger, and there are some who are just as anti-Schwarzenegger. You don't have that same thing going on with Phil Angelides, and so he has an uphill road to go, and it may be that he needs to spend time going up that road rather than showing up on the same block with Schwarzenegger.
A different road.
It's not our special program of resistance training without weights. The push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout. Place your hands
really
on two chairs, shoulder width apart, and your feet on the bed or on the table.
The reason for
doing push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch.
The push-ups between chairs. Yeah. The Arnold Schwarzenegger isometric exercises. Or we got an email from Julie. You guys can email us, too. You go to the Quake Radio website and scroll down to the Contact Us button on the Will and Willie page. And it says, Julie says, please, enough. And those are capitalized with exclamation marks. Angelides is toast. The Senate is lost. But most of all, enough about 911. We can't stand another word about it.
That's an email from Julie.
Yes.
Let me assure everybody, that is not Julie Angelides. Phil's wife is named Julie.
Angelides is toast. No, that's not Julie Angelides.
Yeah, so let's get it straight. We don't use last names on this station, but we can assure you
that is
not Angelides.
You are keeping it real with Will and Willie, 8:50 a.m. We got a quick What Would Willie Do coming up, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, Gary Lux from Take Back Congress 2000. Will Durst and Willie Brown will be joining him live from the Grand Lake Theater with former Pete McCloskey, Jerry McNerney, Charlie Brown, Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates, other special guests. That's Wednesday, September 27th. But Gary Lux will be here coming up next. What Would Willie Do? But right now, John Scott, headlines, 960 The Quake.
The triceps dip is next. Pull a chair or a stool up within 3 feet of your exercise bench. Sit on a bench, put your legs up on the chair, and position your body so that it is raised above the bench by the palms of your hands, with your elbows locked. Lower your body toward the floor as far as you can and breathe in.
8:51 at 9:60 The Quake. Let's curl some news from the Quake Newsroom. I'm John Scott. Hewlett-Packard says Patricia Dunn will be stepping down as chairwoman of the company. They announced this morning that Dunn will get out in January. She'll be succeeded by CEO Mark Hurd. Armed Islamic militants tried to storm the U.S. embassy in Damascus, Syria this morning, but the troops guarding the place fought them off. Three of the attackers were killed. Syria's ambassador to the U.S. tells CNN that an Al-Qaeda offshoot group is suspected. We're expecting a toasty day in the far inland parts of the Bay Area. The 11th Spare the Air Day has been issued today. Quake traffic at the moment. Here are the roughest spots. Novato, 101 southbound, just after Miller Creek, a crash blocking the right lane. 680 southbound in Walnut Creek, just after El Pintado, stall in the far right lane, and a stall blocking two lanes right in front of the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza, westbound on 80. Quake weather today, mostly sunny, hot inland, upper 60s beaches, 80s and 90s around the bay, and upper 90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime, and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an ideal scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for Progressive Talk, 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of national, local, or international import. And every day he responds with the wisdom and sagacity that his years of experience in public service have invested upon him. In a little segment that we like to call What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor, we just suffered through a three-day weekend of a celebration designed to keep us cowering behind the big daddy skirts of the Republicans. How do we progressives spend the next 56 days counteracting George Bush and Karl Rove and their cynical fear and schmear campaign? What would Willie do?
I think we have to take the bull by the horns in every single solitary congressional district, state assembly district, state senate district that exists out there. That's the lowest common denominator, usually, of voter contact. And I think one-on-one voter contact on multiple house parties involving 12, 15, 18 people, just as we did with the anti-war movement in the early 70s, when we were trying to get things going vis-a-vis Vietnam, and when the Nixon administration was making it appear as if anybody who was opposed to Vietnam, they would be considered traitors or unpatriotic. You recall we went to what basically were teach-ins. Democrats in this electoral season need to adopt the teach-in technique in every single solitary district. It's a lot more work. It means that the candidate loses the opportunity for the glamour appearances that they love to make, etc. But it also affords people, all of whom want to say something, and they want to do something, and they want guidance, and they want a level of comfort coming from people who either propose to lead them, that are currently leading them. Democrats can do that more effectively than almost anyone else. And in the process, they can deliver the message, they can deliver a whammy, and come on the date in November, when the votes are being cast, you will find Democrats winning all over the country, all of the respective districts, and in many cases, alarming surprises, because they would have done the ultimate. They would have personally asked people, vote for me.
Forget 9/11. Let's concentrate on 11/7. And coming up, we have Gary Lux from the Grand Lake Theater talking about Take Back Congress, an event that's happening September 27th, which apparently we're going to be at. But now, all the latest news. You're keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A timeout from politics on the 9/11 anniversary, but CNN's Lisa Goddard reports from Washington the gloves are back off today.
That's right, Jim. A day ago, congressmen stood together on the Capitol steps singing, but now a different, more familiar sound in the Senate.
This is a political move.
As Democrats like Harry Reid react to the president's speech and Republicans like Rick Santorum react to that.
We play petty politics.